Step 2, the Annie Fry Show. I think we've done okay so far. A few bumps in the road here.
Yeah, a few here and there.
Mostly Ryan.
Yeah, I blame him.
I think you guys have done like 95% well.
That's an A.
Yeah.
What about you?
Like 85.
Yeah. I don't feel emotionally supported by my Midwesterner.
That's on a curve.
Yeah, I think it's because I just feel cramped over here and I don't look great on camera. If I looked great on camera, 95.
Why don't you think you look great on camera?
It's just from a weird angle. My beard looks extra gray.
No, that's right.
Oh, that's my actual beard?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ryan.
See, you guys must do a filter in the other.
Just call that wisdom.
Okay.
Embrace it.
All right. A lot of women think it's called money.
Then I got 100 today.
Even better.
It doesn't mean it is. YouTube live chat poll for today. Did Ryan Routh act on his own accord? That's the shooter in Palm Beach. Do you think he was acting on his own? Yes, he's a lone wolf. Or no, he was a conspirator. I'm going to peek at the results here. Get in there and vote, folks. We'll give those results in 24 minutes from now-ish. Depends on the clock you look at.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you tune in 25 minutes, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to be so late. So get in there and vote, Annie Fry YouTube channel. Also, a reminder, you can stream us on the Audacy app anywhere you go, AUDACY. You download that app and find 97.1 FM Talk, and you can take us with you crystal clear wherever you go in the whole world. We're happy to come along with you like a stalker. Speaking of, Ryan, you have a story?
It's a big breath.
You're really good at that.
Which part?
Because it doesn't give me a chance to respond. I'm just supposed to go right into the story, which I'm going to do.
But that's not what you did.
No,
so you do
I
have
am,
choices here.
No, there is no choice. So
you could have spent that time doing other things.
We all know that I am against wasting time. So I'm going to go right into this story. It is about things that you can buy the off-brand of that are just as good as buying the brand name. And I want to see if you agree.
Are these things?
Wiggins story.
Do you use any of these things?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're off to a good start.
We're going to start with toilet paper.
Okay.
I do use that. And this says...
The off-brand or just toilet paper?
I don't
think
actually, you
can... the off-brand. Yeah, I will endorse using the off-brand of toilet paper because while I do understand why people buy the nice stuff, I don't think you need it. And that's what the article is saying, too.
Says the dude.
Yeah. Now, is that a guy thing?
Yeah, I think it's a completely different experience for us, yes. I can't confirm that because I've never been a girl, but I would think that it would be.
Care to comment?
I can't believe we're having this conversation on the air. KMOX is right out there.
I know. It feels much more intimidating.
Very legacy professional organization.
Wonder where we're going to have to broadcast from tomorrow.
Probably the unemployment office.
How about coffee pods?
What is... They're saying you can buy
they're
any?
They're saying don't worry about coffee pods. You can get them. Then they're all going
to
be about the
paper.
Same.
Okay, are we going to get told that off-brand to buy?
No. I mean, they're suggesting.
They're saying that you can buy any off-brand toilet paper?
Mm-hmm. I think that's fake news.
Heck
I think
no.
That's fake news.
No, you guys know because you've been to Disney World with me.
Yes.
That we will get our own toilet paper.
Well, let's just establish that one ply is not acceptable.
But that's what a lot of off-brand cheap stuff will be.
Yes, it is.
So you can't just do that.
But there's a gradient.
You've got to use... What?
The TP gradient is that you can buy the really expensive stuff, you can buy the kind of expensive stuff, you can go right down the middle, you can get the one ply that is
supposed to go right down
worst.
The middle. That's exactly how it works.
You can get the worst possible, or you can get the stuff that's like just a step up and still two ply. That's where I live right there, is I still want two ply. Because you're just going to end up folding the one
ply. Which one
of
your wives should I ask
if you were
doing an
the main one.
Which one is that?
The in-town one.
Yeah. Okay.
Ask that one.
No. If you buy, it's the same thing with paper towels. And if this list says paper towels, then it's trash.
It does not say paper towels.
If you buy lame paper towels, you use twice as much.
Yeah.
And maybe save 25%. That's not a win.
Mm-mm.
No. I will be a diva about my toilet paper.
Coffee pods.
Don't buy them.
Do you have a Keurig?
No.
We're getting one here at work, apparently.
We've got one here at work.
Oh, do we
It's
now?
Already installed.
I haven't used it yet, but it says that the coffee pods that you're buying, I don't use these, so I don't know as much, but that you can get the cheap ones. I don't know.
This is my coffee pot.
Scooters.
I go to Scooters every day.
Scooters. I like Scooters. I don't use, I guess that's probably why I don't use coffee pods.
Are you saying pots or pods?
Pods.
Pod.
Okay.
Aren't they supposed to be like the worst thing that's ever happened to the environment?
I have no idea
why. The inventor of them has regretted
because of all the little plastic pods.
The massive amount of waste that it has created.
Really?
Versus just taking a scoop out of a container and putting it in your coffee pot.
Well, I know how to fix that. You just charge people 10 cents for a bag.
I don't think that helps. I don't think that's related.
Oh, you're using a plastic bag? 10 cents. Look, we just saved the environment. Thank me later, turtles.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. We're going back to the first story.
All right. Next one is disinfectant wipes. It says it doesn't matter whether you buy the brand name or the off-brand. They're just about all the same.
I might buy that.
Yeah.
Like we're talking like a Clorox wipe.
Yeah. The only difference I could see would be like the quality. Like, does it tear apart really easy?
Do you remember life before Clorox wipes?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
They're super handy.
Yeah, life before Clorox wipes and life before hand sanitizer in little pods that your mom can put in her purse.
Your mom.
Your mom? This sounds like you
I don't carry this around. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about that.
It would have sounded weird if I would have said wife.
No.
No, it would have sounded weird if you said your purse. That's the only weird that you have here. It was weirder that you, a 41-year-old man, was like that your mom.
You just have a little hand sanitizer in the little carrying cases.
Is there a mom here?
In your
hands
man
are
bag.
Dirty. I need a mom. But I mean, to think about like simple conveniences that have developed in our lifetime that we are old enough to be like, nobody thought, baby wipes. People have been using baby wipes for however long. But to put like bleach in them or whatever the cleaner is and to use them to clean surfaces, is that better? Then, what do you prefer? First of all, do either of you clean? Honest question.
Yeah, a little bit.
I organize more than I clean. You know, if there's a lot of stuff,
I usually do dusting and vacuuming if I do anything.
Does that mean tidying?
Yes.
You tidy?
I don't clean the surfaces of the counters.
I consider there to be a difference between who tidies and who cleans. I love cleaning. I despise tidying.
Yeah, I like tidying. And I hate
cleaning. Come over to my house. I've got stuff for you to do.
Why don't you come over to my house instead?
I don't want to. That's why. But you said you will clean.
I will clean. Usually, whenever I get really invested in cleaning, I'll clean out my truck or my wife's car or something like that with the vacuum and the wipes.
Car?
If she asks me to, I'll do it.
That's so sweet.
She has hand sanitizer.
Yes.
You wouldn't
in
even
her
need
purse.
Gloves.
Yeah, when I'm done, she gives me a little dab and I'm good.
A little dab will do you. All right, how about baby goods?
Generic?
Yeah, there's no real particular thing here, but they do mention diapers.
We have a diaper drive coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
The 25th.
At the Ruler Foods in St. Charles.
In St. Charles,
on West Clay Street.
Yes.
We'll be broadcasting out there.
Yeah,
and is Princess Storm broadcasting after us?
She'll broadcast right after us.
So we need a big showing.
Yeah.
We need a lot of diapers. So West Clay Street next Wednesday, so a week from tomorrow. Please, please, please come out and get diapers. It doesn't matter what brand you bring. Our family's always purchased Loves. I have gotten diapers from, I don't know how many people know this, but Pampers diapers are the same company, Procter & Gamble. Loves and Pampers are basically the same. But I'm not opposed to an off-brand diaper, but the consequence, like what happens when you find out that it is not good, is too big of a risk. Once you find one that works, you just stick with it because either you're having leaks or blowouts, or the worst of the worst is like rash where it's hurting your baby's bottom. And it's just like, if you got something that works, you don't depart. Is that your experience of that? Right?
Yeah, you had to find the ones that worked.
Which ones do you use?
For myself now? Yeah. It depends. But yeah, you had to find the right ones because especially when we had twins, we were like, uh-oh, this isn't working for one. It's probably not going to work for the other.
Yeah.
Someone go stop this right now because it was double the pee.
What does it tell you that you can use generic for babies?
I think it's talking more about, it does mention diapers specifically saying that you can expect to pay 30 cents more per diaper for well-known packages versus the generic ones. But I think it's just generally saying that you could get away with doing baby food, that baby goods, you know, like the changing table and the other stuff, that you don't have to get the high-end stuff because you're going to go through it so quickly.
Well, all that stuff I always bought secondhand.
Yeah,
yard sales and clothes at yard sales. For sure.
Tell you what, we had a nice big shower when we had twins because everybody knew you're going to need a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of stuff.
Last one.
Medications and supplements.
I buy generic Excedrin mm-hmm. and ibuprofen and Tylenol all the time.
Yeah, even my my prescription meds that I have to take, we get generic if it's available. That none of
significantly cheaper.
Yes, and none of them. I have never had an experience with any of my prescription medications where I need to get the name brand. Mm-hmm. I know for some people they do, but I have not had that experience.
As long as it has the same active ingredient, mm-hmm. I'm always about the generic, whichever one's cheaper. The only one I've heard, and I've had multiple doctors say this about vitamins. Say, no, you want to get better vitamins because if you don't, you get the cheap stuff. It's just going to go right through you. It's like, why'd you even take it? Never really confirmed that or not, but I have heard that a couple times about vitamins.
Well, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, there is another huge story mounting here. Maybe earth-changing. I'll give you that headline and details when we come back. Don't go away. Vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Let us know if you think Ryan Routh acted on his own accord or if he's a conspirator. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Stream us on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.